Hello, fellow Utes. Welcome to the very first episode of 2025 For Real Films. This is your host, Jason, and I'm here with two special guests.
Hi, guys. I'm Eric Agar, and I'm happy to be here in our very temporary setup.
I'm Kennedy Chiara, and I'm also very excited to be here in this space pod.
It's kind of small.
Kind of cozy.
Yeah, a little bit too cozy.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the most anticipated films of 2025. So, for my guests out here, we're in this little space. What movies are you guys super excited for this year?
Ooh, there's a few. I'm kind of excited to see how that new Superman reboot by James Gunn is going to turn out. The CGI, or rather the eyes, was very distracting during the trailer, but I'm excited to see what James Gunn has. Like, I love the use of Crypto, and then not the Hal Jordan Green Lantern. What's the one they're using?
Oh, Guy Gardner.
Yeah, Guy Gardner.
The one with, like, the weird bowl cut.
Yeah, the guy that was supposed to be Green Lantern before Hal Jordan. Tip for you. Or a little fun fact for you guys that don't know comics. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you being excited for the Superman film actually brings up a pretty good point, and that's how many reboots are coming out this year. James Gunn is launching his DCU, his own cinematic universe. This will be his first live-action film. He currently did one for, what was that, monster animated show thing he did.
But isn't this technically his second DC project? Because he did do, didn't he do Peacemaker? Or?
He did do Peacemaker, but this is the first one that's going to be in the DCU universe thing he's trying to do, which is weird because he's recasting a bunch of characters, but he's keeping the characters that he casted in the films he's already done. So, like, Margot Robbie will still be Harley Quinn.
Okay.
John Cena will still be Peacemaker.
Right.
Viola Davis will still be Amanda Waller. So he's keeping the people he brought in and then scrapping everyone else, which...
No bias reason.
No bias.
No bias at all.
But, yeah, that's one of the very many reboots that are coming out. Another one, which I'm really excited for, Fantastic Four.
I'm really excited for this one. And I know, I'm not even a huge... like, I don't know much about the comic books and the original movies. I just am excited because I'm like, what if this is, like, a really good superhero movie after the Marvel fatigue? I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be really different. And also, isn't it, I might have just heard this as a rumor, but isn't it filmed in a specific way, like, to look more old?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I do know in, like, the teaser they revealed... and D23, which I'm technically not allowed to have watched, but I saw it somewhere.
Yeah. Hypothetically?
Yeah.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Maybe.
Allegedly,
you saw it in a dream.
Possibly saw it from a friend.
But they, it takes place in another universe. That's the number one thing. And it's like a futuristic planet or like version of Earth. But it takes place like in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, that's what I was getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it has, like, an old aesthetic with future tech. That's really weird to describe, but, like, I think when they show their very first official trailer, they'll probably go more into depth of that. But, no, I'm super excited for that. The cast is also crazy.
Pedro Pascal. Mr. Fantastic.
The dude from The Bear.
I know, I forget his name.
Who plays, I know his name is Cousin.
But
can we get an actor name? On that,
yeah,
the people
our,
that's watching,
yeah,
our guy in the chair,
our guy in the chair, our guy by
right
the camera,
now.
Sam, Joseph Quinn,
he's playing Human Torch,
Wait, who's playing the Thing? That's all I care about.
That's the dude.
Yeah,
from
that's
Moss Bachrock.
That dude, Ebon Moss.
That is his
Bachrock.
Name.
Yeah, that's an interesting.
Never would have guessed. What is it?
It's Ebon Moss Bachrock.
Wow,
that's
I did not know that was his name. I wasn't, like, the name I was thinking wasn't even close.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see this. Back to what you were talking about with, like, the aesthetic and stuff like that. It reminds me, it could be just a marketing thing, but it could be, you know how in the Fallout universe, they have that kind of 50s, 60s retro theme, but it's in their own sci-fi universe? That's what it could be referring to, and then it'll have that look, but still the live action.
As soon as you said that, I think the name came to mind. Retro futuristic is what they call it.
Okay.
Yes. I was like, there's a term for it, but I completely forgot what it was. But also, I found this out recently. The dude who's going to be voicing Galactus, I don't know if I should be saying that either.
Allegedly, he's playing Galactus.
Actually, no, they revealed who
it's
cast.
Online. It's
okay.
Ralph Ineson.
Yes. Has anyone here seen The Green Knight?
I've heard of it. I didn't get the chance.
This dude, he was also Nosferatu, actually, recently. He has this super unique, deep, like, almost like, you know, like the person that, like, narrates movie trailers? He has, like, a deep, aesthetic voice. So, like, when they bring Galactus on screen, you hear his voice. I know it's going to be super good.
Wow.
It's going to be, like, super threatening, super
little
eerie.
Personal thing and a little pet peeve. I hope that they show Galactus, like how they showed Dormammu in the Doctor Strange movie, where he's kind of obscure. He doesn't, you don't just see him, like, come out, like, hey, I'm going to, like, fight you guys. No, like a back chair thing. You maybe only see part of his face at all times, stuff like that.
I really hope they don't do what the Fantastic Four Silver Surfer movie did, where it's just like they showed him as a cloud.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. But speaking of Fantastic Four, I know this is far off, Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doom.
Completely forgot about this.
If he shows up in the movie, I might be kind of excited. Dr. Doom is one of my personal favorite comic book villains of all time. And, you know, he is a Fantastic Four villain. I feel like Marvel might try to sprinkle him in, maybe as
the
end credits
scene. I feel like that's what they're going to do. No, but, and then this is the last villain that's going to be in it. It's going to be a gender swapped version of Silver Surfer. Which a lot of people are upset about, but it's a different version of Silver Surfer. I forgot the actress's name, but she was in Ozark. She played, she won numerous amount of Emmys for that show, actually. So I know the talent is going to be there for that.
Julia Gardner.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just super excited about, like, because, like, when people were like, oh, Pedro Pascal's going to be Mr. Fantastic, they were like, I don't know about that. He's a little too A-lister at this point to be a character like that. But then if we look at all the, roles he's had, it's always been a father in a way. And this movie's called Fantastic Four First Steps. And a big rumor of that is Sue Storm and Mr. Fantastic are going to already have kids. It's like the twins, the super powerful twins.
Yeah.
In that.
I forgot their names.
I forgot their names too, but no, I'm super excited.
Sam's already on it.
Sam's on it. He's on
the chair.
But yeah, not gonna lie, part of me still wanted John Krasinski to be Mr. Fantastic, like it was in Multiverse of Madness.
They could do the Council of Reeds, where they'll have him back. So the Council of Reeds is like, it's like a multiversal like group, because Reed Richards is called like the smartest person in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So they have each one from each universe. They can bring back all the actors who's previously played him.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And
that'd be sick.
They can come together and do something like that, which would be pretty cool. But
endless possibilities.
Yeah, so that is one of the Marvel movies that's coming out this year. And there's two more Marvel films. The first one that's coming out is Captain America: Brave New World, which I'm a little bit scared about because I don't know, that the budget for that movie is crazy high.
Really?
I don't know the exact amount. Sam will pull that up for me.
I was looking up Mr. Fantastic Kids or Franklin and Valeria.
Richards is like a notoriously kind of a sort of villain almost.
Like an anti-hero?
Like an anti-hero, yeah. But like his kids are like super powerful in the comics. But like, yeah, going back to Captain America Brave New World, they had to reshoot the film a bunch of times because of bad, like,
test screening?
Yeah.
And then, didn't they just write in the main villain super recently because of reshoots?
You guys know the actor Giancarlo Esposito?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he, known for, like, Breaking Bad, Mandalorian, popular villain dude, $180 million?
Yeah. Wow. Do we know how much of that went to the reshoots?
I don't think that's something you can look
but
up.
Yeah, he's apparently the main villain in the movie, and they didn't add him until like the last set of reshoots.
Oh.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Isn't it also, I heard a rumor, and Sam can also look this up if he wants. I heard it's one of the shortest MCU movies ever made.
It is. It's the shortest Captain America movie, that's for sure.
Is it because of the reshoots? Like they had to crop so much
out?
Probably, yeah.
Because originally they were supposed to have, you know, the Serpent Society?
Oh, yeah.
They were supposed to have them. And they casted this, like, famous wrestler in the role. But he was on a podcast recently, and he said that he's probably not even in the movie because they, it's like a villain group, mm-hmm. and it looks like they just took that group out and like replaced it with Giancarlo Esposito as the villain.
And then isn't there the Red Hulk in this movie?
The Red Hulk,
right.
Yeah.
So like then you have all that editing that has to go into it, and if you're constantly reworking it,
yeah,
then like. Yeah, you're right. I don't have
So, as Sam just showed, thank you, Sam. It's an hour and 58 minutes.
An hour and 15 minutes.
So, barely 2 hours.
Especially for a Marvel movie, that is a little short on the shorter side. Yeah. I feel like every MCU film has been like 2 hours minimum recently.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, we pray it's good. And on the other hand, all the Captain America films, in my opinion, have been really good.
Yeah. Even like the first Avenger, which people argue is like one of the weaker.
But if you compare it to the other films that's currently been released, it's really good.
It's really good. I really enjoyed the first Avenger.
Yeah. And then also, Anthony Mackie is getting a lot of hate for being Captain America, you know, because it's an African American man being Captain America. And that was something they addressed a lot in the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show. How, like, in the show, it was talking about how, like, people weren't ready to accept someone who's black to. Mm-hmm. have that mantle and have the shield, and a lot of people were like, oh, why isn't it Bucky or something like that. In the comics, both of them do end up having it at one point, but in Endgame, like, Steve straight up just gives it to him and thinks he deserves it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it'll explore, I don't think it'll explore a lot of the racial consequences when it comes to stuff like that, because I think in the Falcon and Winter Soldier show they had tried to do a lot of the there
with what's his name, US Agent and stuff like that,
US Agent, and also the he's also in this movie. There was apparently a super soldier during Captain America's time where the U.S. tried replicating it again.
Oh, yeah.
Who's also black, but no one heard about him. So apparently they tried to, like, shove that underground, mm-hmm. be like, oh, we don't want people to know about this. But he was, like, the second super soldier. And that was, like, part of Falcon Winter Soldier. They're trying to figure out, like, oh, they shoved someone like him down. Like, the country should be ready for it. And currently, Anthony Mackie is getting a lot of hate for something he said in an interview, where he's like, Captain America is not just about America. He's about, like, the world, almost. And he got a lot of hate for that. I guess, it's like, whatever the political climate's going on right now in the U.S.
I don't know if you want to tackle that.
No, we're not going to. No politics, no politics.
Yeah, that's fair. All I'll say is, like, I'm excited to see how Anthony Mackie portrays Captain America. I'm hoping that he kind of just does his own thing, like, his own take on the character, because I feel like Captain America is, like, it's not really one person. Rather, it's, like, a role or identity.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
But also, I mean... With the original Captain America, like, that was pretty much, like, the 1950s America brought back to modern times. And now we have a new Captain America that actually grew up in the time that it's in, so it's supposed to be different.
I feel like,
That's good.
Sorry for interrupting. But, the role of Captain America, like, both in movies and comics, should be looked at how, like, Batman is looked at, both in film, with, like, all the different actors' portrayals of Batman, the different stories they've been in, and even in the comics, like, when I think Damian Wayne took over for Batman, Dick Grayson took on the cowl, Azrael Batman, it's like, that's how I feel like the Captain America should be treated, and I hope they show that in this movie, of how it's more than just one guy as Captain America. It's a role.
Yeah, it's like almost like when Steve Rogers is not, when he like handed down Captain America, is almost like a symbol of representing a country. But that country is supposed to represent, it's supposed to represent what that country is supposed to be like, or like the characters you're supposed to have to show the entire world. Because I think this movie is trying to tackle a lot of like world politics and stuff. Because I think a big part of this movie is they're trying to, there's a material called adamantium. It's what Wolverine's like claws are made of. And there's a giant island celestial being that's like dead, and it's made out of that. So apparently like every country's like, we want this type thing. And it makes sense because his shield is made of vibranium adamantium alloy. So like they'll probably show like how politics works when it comes to like territorial stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But now speaking on, this is a sequel. Fantastic Four is a reboot. There's so many sequels coming out this year.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to list off a bunch of these.
Yeah, like I know we were talking about before we started the episode, Predator Badlands, which is a sequel to Prey, which came out 2 years ago, or is it 1 year ago?
It's been forever, but they went directly to Hulu for that one, so I hope this one's good.
Yeah, I heard a rumor, though. I don't know if anyone here is really familiar with the Predator franchise. So it's basically some big alien hunters come down. They typically hunt humans with weapons as a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, in this movie, it's going to be the predators are hunted. Don't quote me on that, but I swear I heard a rumor somewhere where it's now the predators will be hunted by some other creature. I don't know if it's humans, some other aliens, but I feel like that's a good twist on it. But granted, it is a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. Going through my letterboxd here, I will plug this at the end of our recording. But the first one I'm seeing is 28 Years Later is coming out. This year, how do you guys feel about that
one? I feel like that one's slightly more justified because, actually, Sam could look it up, when 28 Weeks Later came out, because I believe in the franchise, 28 Days Later came out in the early 2000s.
With Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy. And then 28 Weeks Later came out like a few years later with Jeremy Renner, and then they've been silent for
Jeremy Renner was in that one?
Yeah, he was in it.
I completely forgot that movie exists.
That's fair. It's kind of everyone forgets about that.
This is where I out myself as someone who is not in the circles of what's coming out recently. What is 28 Days Later?
It's a zombie movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cillian Murphy. He's a dude Oppenheimer.
I know who he is, but Thank you.
And then 28 years.
I might need that a couple times. Yeah. I'm out of the loop.
Another one. Avatar 3 is coming out at the end of this year.
Actually. I'll be honest. I didn't see Avatar 2. I saw the first one. I'm like, this is cool. And then,
What's your thoughts on Avatar?
It was a while ago. Uh-huh. I got to refresh my brain. But, first of all, I mean, no one can deny that it looks amazing. That was crazy. And I actually really liked it. It was also, I remember it coming out at the same time that Black Panther did, and both of them had such similar plots, like if you know, step back from it, I remember thinking, like, both of these are really oddly similar and coming out at the same time.
Was it the second Black Panther movie?
Yes, second Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, they both have water.
Yes, yeah, with Namor, and whole thing, and like, and there's an enemy coming from the water, and anyway.
Yeah.
But I remember really liking it, and I remember... this isn't a serious comment, but the actor who has to play, this is going to sound so vague too because I don't know the characters' names, the son of the general, right? Like the main villain of that movie.
He's not an avatar, he's actual like human, right?
Yes.
The son? Yeah.
So like, but not the guy who was somewhat reincarnated and became an avatar, who died in the first
He always wears a mask in it.
Yes.
Yes.
That guy. Okay. Yes. I remember being like, it must be so hard to have all these CGI actors all around you, but you're the one.
You don't get it.
That has to be so hard. And then I just remember thinking, like, watching it back, if I had to be the one human and everybody else looks cool and epic. And
not just that, even his dad, who died in the first film, is an avatar in the second film.
I love,
that
like,
has to be so weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The separate side of it, I love, like, the CGI behind the things. I remember, I forgot where I saw this image, but you were in Twilight, where, like, the actress is patting the dude's head because it's a CGI.
My God.
So
werewolf, oh my gosh, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. He's like petting Taylor Lautner, and he just has like green stuff all over him. Like, oh my gosh, I don't, actors are good because I don't know how they film stuff like that without
I love what Jamie Lee Curtis said about why she won't do a Marvel movie, and she was like, and she was like, because I'm afraid that they'll make me wear a green suit with all these balls on it and make me act in a basement alone.
I might be biased about this, and this might, I don't know if this is a hot take or not, but I feel like the best actor in a mocap suit that I've ever seen is Andy Serkis.
I think that's universal. Yeah. That dude's great.
Like, watching him as Gollum and then Caesar, like, and his, like, physicality in the suit is insane. Also, Sam, did you check out when 28 Weeks Later came out?
Yeah. 28 Days was 2002. When I closed the other tab. Give me a second.
Is it bad that I don't know that? Should I know that?
Yeah. And then 28 Weeks was 2007. So
I don't think it's that big. I don't think it's as big as
But like two decades. So I feel like that's
fine.
Thank
you for making me feel better.
Yeah, I've only seen the trailer. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
No good. I can't believe
anyone should
just
be apologizing, it's me. I have no idea.
I'm just a video game guy.
Yeah.
Kind of, but
yeah, when it comes to Avatar specifically, I don't think storytelling wise is anything like super unique, because I feel like the first movie and the second movie are like the exact same plot.
Yeah.
I think what really sells is the CGI.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's working. It's like top grossing movies of all time. It has, it's, I think they're both in the top five. They're probably both in the top three, honestly, at this point.
Yeah.
And it came out, what, 10 to 15 years after the first one released, too, and it still made a lot of money. But I will say the one problem I had with Avatar 2 is the frame rate was a little too high, so it made it look like a video game cutscene.
Oh.
Yeah, it felt like the frame rate was too much that a human eye could handle, almost. Because I was like, "What?" It feels like they were moving at like super speed or a little like too good. I was like, it felt like the human touch was a little gone. Yeah. Some of that.
I've never seen Avatar 2, so I'm just going to nod here like I know what you guys done.
It also could be like the theater I went to, though, because I heard some people didn't have that problem. I was like, maybe I'm just going nuts. And maybe my theater sucks.
Yeah. And maybe if you watch it like at home at a home theater, they may have like customizable options for you to like turn down the frame rate, cap it, lock it, stuff like that.
Exactly. All right, we have way more sequels. All right.
But like going back to Avatar and 20 Days Later, I'm fine with that because there's such a large gap between the sequels.
Oh, yeah.
But the ones that release every year, it's like, okay, guys, we got to take a break.
I agree, mostly. But I have an exception for Jurassic World.
Rebirth.
Actually am so excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm mostly excited because Jonathan Bailey's in it. And I love Scarlett Johansson, too.
Also great.
But Jonathan Bailey has stole my heart this past year.
He was in Wicked.
He was in Wicked.
He's going to be Wicked 2 again.
Fellow Travelers. And he'll be in this. And I've seen all of them. Fellow Travelers was like a very serious sort of period drama about like the AIDS crisis.
Uh-huh.
Really, really good. He did such a good job in that. And also, I know that he was filming Bridgerton, Wicked, and Fellow Travelers all at the same time.
Wow.
And so he would go from, okay, he's dancing, he's, you know, singing, and he's this, like, kind of prince who kind of doesn't care about school or whatever, and then he would go to, now he's in a romance, and, you know, it's all that stuff, and then he goes to, like, very sad, very real.
Yeah.
And I just think that's so impressive.
Yeah. Wait, is this Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
It's called Jurassic World Rebirth, and this is where I was a bit confused. I don't know if it's a prequel or
the information.
Okay.
It says 5 years after the events of Jurassic World Dominion, covert operations expert Zora Bennett is contracted to lead a skilled team on a top-secret mission to secure genetic material from the world's three most massive dinosaurs. So basically, they're going to have another extinction.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm too excited about it because, I'll be honest, I saw Dominion. I did not like it. I got really bored. I think I fell asleep halfway through the movie. And then when I saw this, it's like how I felt when I saw, like, oh, another Star Wars project is coming. I'm like, cool. There's another one.
Yeah.
But
I didn't like the... There's three Jurassic World movies, right? I didn't like the last two. I thought the first one was actually really good.
Yeah. My biggest thing with the first one is I remember being like that... what's her name? She's the lead.
Dallas Howard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But what's her character name? Claire?
Ooh. I think it's Claire.
Maybe. I don't know
about that. Sam's on it.
Yeah. Is her name Claire? If I got that right, I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like no one knows.
Yeah, it's Claire Deering.
Okay.
Perfect.
Let's go.
So, my biggest thing with the first movie is she cares so little for her nephews. She doesn't care at all. Like, they show up to spend time with her, and she's like, yeah, I can't watch them all if somebody else do it. Mm-hmm. And then when, like, the park's going, like, crazy, she's like, no, I'm not going to lock it down. I'm just going to, like, send a guy in there to go, like, see if it's okay. Yeah. And so that was my biggest thing with the first one. I was like, very weird.
I do like at the
super
end.
Super entertaining, though.
The end, she did care, maybe, at least. But, yeah, she was on, like, the business, the corporate side a lot. She was like, oh, we have a nanny for my nephew.
Yeah.
Spend time with her. And then when the Dominus Rex escaped, they were like, oh, we can't kill it. We need, like, its genetics and stuff. And then Chris Pratt's like, why? Why are you doing that?
This is not necessary. Just get rid of it.
I just remember it going on a little too long where I was like, it didn't feel like an arc. It just felt like she didn't care.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I did actually, but like, I enjoyed watching the movie.
Yeah.
And then with Dominion, was that the one with the locusts? Like,
I think so. Fallen Kingdom is when the island's on, like, covered with lava.
This is the one where they brought back the Jurassic Park actors, right?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had, like, the Indominus Raptor or whatever. At that point, I was like, dude, just please stop.
Dr. Grant, though, I was really excited to see back. He was my favorite character from the first one.
So he's great. Awesome. Have you guys seen, oh my gosh, Hunt for the Wilder People?
Yes!
No.
That movie was so good.
I love it. And just now that you say that, I just realized that's the same person.
It is.
That's crazy.
And it's the little kid from Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Oh, what's his name? Firefist.
Oh, yeah, Firefist.
The chemistry those two had was
so good.
So good.
I love that movie. I'm here, so, Have you seen it?
No, I'm hearing about all these movies, and I'm like, I'm adding that to the list. I'll watch that later.
So funny. Like, so good.
And the ending is pretty crazy. I wasn't expecting that. But, yeah, that is another... Jurassic World Rebirth is another sequel. There's so much more, guys.
A little bit too much.
It's a little too much. Let's shift topics to... There's a lot of live-action adaptations this year. Yeah. Lilo and Stitch. Live-action is coming out this year. Yep.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch live-action is coming out this year. So is How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, I know about that one.
Yeah.
Snow White.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Renee Zegler, yeah. And what other adaptations?
The Minecraft movie.
The Minecraft movie. We're going to be talking about the Minecraft.
We're going to go watch it.
Biggest question about all these live action remakes from Disney specifically is I just like from a business point of view, I don't get it. They aren't doing well, are they? Like I hear like it's just like flop after flop after flop. And they still, this is their whole strategy. Yeah. It's like, yeah, we're just going to keep
Correct me
this.
If I'm wrong, but I heard the Dumbo one was okay. I remember there was like one of them that people agreed was okay. The only one that I've ever seen was the Little Mermaid one. And like that movie, I did not like the live action. Because
Sam, what was the box office for the Disney live actions?
Or like which one had the highest rating?
Interesting. And they should have like a chart maybe.
They might have a chart. And then like if you look up the rating stuff. But like I saw the Little Mermaid one and like. For me, a big part of those movies, why they were classics and loved so much, is because of the animation style.
Yeah.
Like, I know how better else to say this, other than it gave it sauce. Like, it gave it, like, identity, like, character, and that's what, like, all people enjoy about it, along with the story.
Yeah.
You take away the animation, and it's, like, the movie loses part of its soul, and that's how I felt with The Little Mermaid. Also, no offense, but Awkwafina's the bird really started annoying me 5 minutes after she started talking. I was like, can I walk out of the theme?
They love Lin-Manuel Miranda and Awkwafina. They just love them.
But Lin-Manuel Miranda is justified, though, because he writes amazing songs.
Yeah, I heard it, but I heard the crab and the bird do a rap that he wrote.
Yeah.
He loves rap.
How was that?
I think at that point I went to go use the restroom. I stepped out of the theater. I was like, okay.
Because I can't, to be fair, I can't judge
you.
I
don't understand Disney.
Disney wants one thing. And they want money.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Yeah.
So they're going to keep going.
Yeah.
So we have time for one more segment right now. We've talked about sequels. We've talked about reboots. Let's talk about original movies that are actually coming out this year. Finally.
There's got to be like five.
Five. The ones I have on my list, you guys can jump in if you guys want to talk more about this. Mickey 17, Bong Joon-ho, the director of Parasite, Robert Pattinson.
I'm excited. What's his name?
Mark Ruffalo. But the Hulk.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the guy that plays... No, he's in something else. I don't know.
All right.
I always get Mark Ruffalo and the guy that plays Poe Dameron mixed up. Sometimes.
Ooh, that's Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac.
Is he in it? He has to be in a movie this year. It's been a while since we've heard his name.
I don't know. I always get them mixed up sometimes.
Yeah,
it is bad, but yeah.
Mickey 17 is a original movie I'm excited for because I think Bong Joon-ho is a great director with Parasite, Snowpiercer. Also a really good movie. That one has Chris Evans in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend watching those, too.
Have you heard the weird conspiracy theory that Snowpiercer is a sequel to Willy Wonka?
I saw that
connection?
Video.
Yeah.
I saw that video.
I'm sorry. You mentioned Snowpiercer. I'm like, wait. Chris Evans? That sounds funny.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Mickey 17, too. I'm a huge fan of sci-fi. And I like how their approach to sci-fi. Because I feel like it's something that we hardly see. Like, the real grittiness in the sci-fi world.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole cloning process, being reborn again, stuff like that.
Do you know what the movie's about at all?
Mm-mm. I was just about to ask.
Okay. So the movie is about, like, a dystopian future, right? And Robert Pattinson's character needs a job and money.
Isn't it about him? He can, like relive or, like,
What he basically signed up for is the job title's called an expendable.
Okay.
And basically, like, the government basically uses you to test out, like, human evolution. Like, oh, let's see if the air in this planet is, like, harmful. They'll send you first.
Mm-hmm.
Test if you have, like, any, like, viruses or anything like that. You die. They clone you. And they keep using you over and over and over again just for whatever they want to pursue, pretty much, for scientific advancement.
I remember this now. I did see the trailer. It's just been a while.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited for Mickey 17.
All right. What other... This Sinners movie.
Sinners. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah. Do you know what The Sinners is?
I think so. Is that have? Is that does that have Hailee Steinfeld in it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, I know.
I saw the trailer in a movie last night, and Michael B. Jordan plays two characters.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah.
So it's Michael B. Jordan times two.
Which the twins was, or the cousins.
Yeah. I think he said that as a, yeah, maybe he said that as a joke, or maybe they are actually cousins, but.
Only one way to find out.
One way to find out.
You gotta go watch the movie.
And it's Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther, Creed.
I think Creed 1 and 2, or just Creed 1?
I think it was just 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, no, I like his movies. His movies are pretty good. I feel like he directed something else, but I can't.
Maybe.
I can't put it together. Yeah. I do know he loves working with Ludwig Göransson.
Oh. That dude is awesome. Great composer.
Yeah.
We know what he's working on next. Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
And there's so many movies coming out this year. And I don't think January had a single, like, insane movie that came out. They also do call it January where movies go to die.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people, it's like a superstitious thing. They try not to release it. Because even if it does, people forget about it. Because the movie from December are, like, overlapping.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But yeah, January didn't really have anything. Because I feel like starting February, we're starting getting more.
There's a movie we saw last night.
We did see a movie last night with SZA called One of Them Days.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that, too.
That was a
it was a fun movie.
It was a funny movie.
Wickedly great pacing. I was surprised by that, too. But, like, the pacing was perfect, pretty much.
And SZA can act.
Yeah, SZA can act. Great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm excited for that. Let's talk about one original movie.
We're really scrolling through the list.
There's so many sequels. Oh my gosh.
Welcome to modern, I was going to say modern gaming, but actually modern gaming has the same problem too, but modern Hollywood.
I guess we should rename this segment to sequels, spinoffs, reboots, or cinematic universes, because that's really all the movies that are coming out this year with the select few that we just listed. But also when it comes to original, like, indie films, they usually, like, start marketing them, like, a month or two before. Yeah. And then they just release it. So, I mean, that's what's going to happen. So, hopefully there's better.
Something from Sundance, hopefully.
That's going on right now, actually. Oh. So, hopefully, I'm excited for it. I wish I had a chance to go. There's so many celebrities up there and filmmakers. But, yeah, 2025 looks like a good year if you're, like, a fan of, like, any genre or any, like, comic book.
Yeah. Oh, there's a companion movie.
Companion with Jack Quaid.
Yeah.
We don't know how that's going to be yet. I'm curious.
Yeah.
They're also doing another Karate Kid movie.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Really?
Yeah, with Jackie Chan and the actor who plays Daniel LaRusso.
Oh, is it like, does it have anything to do with Cobra Kai?
I think it takes place right at, do you watch Cobra Kai?
Me and my family got so into it for like the first season, and then we all just stopped watching.
It's such a cringe show, but it's so entertainingly cringe.
It's like reality TV. Yeah, where you're like, this is not good, and I don't know like what I'm watching, but then it's like when you try and leave to go get a snack or something, you're like, oh my gosh, they almost got in a fight.
These high school kids are literally beating up each other, and I'm like,
and no one calls the cops ever.
Yeah. They do in season two, but I'm not going to spoil that.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty bad. But
now Caitlin's like, oh, now I got to watch it.
No, but
call the family. Guys, we got to watch season two now.
But yeah, and then like Now You See Me 3, another sequel. I know Sam's excited for that one.
You can't see it, but he's nodding his head in the back.
I love those movies.
They're so fun. Yeah. I like the first one. I did not like the second one, though. I will say that.
I don't know. I've never loved the story of either of them, but they're very fun visually.
They are pretty cool. I like the scene where he's showing the girl in the street a magic trick. There was cards in the air, and the card is, like, on the building with
you
the lights
mean
and
the
stuff.
Opening scene?
Yes, the opening scene. It was a good opening scene, all right? I saw the whole movie, I promise.
Yeah, he totally didn't just see some clips on YouTube.
Yeah, it's not like I prepared for this. Yeah. But, yeah, it looks like all the time we have for today. This was the very first episode of 2025 for Real Films. We'll be right back at it in a couple weeks. Go you!
Peace!